Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I am your host, Peter, joined this week by Tom and Donny. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing, Donny?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, dokie. Let's get stuck in. We will start with our own league top three, Donny's favourite part of the show. Number three is at Theon. He's got now 4-3-1 overall. Second is E6 Hammers, who's up to second, actually. 4-3-4, and top is our very own Donny, 4-4-6, so he is clear, I believe the kids say. So, we'll move on to our scores and rank this week. Again, I'll start because I am worst rank. So, even though I posted my first ton score of the season, 105 points, I have took a rank drop, thanks to Mr. Kyogo Furuhashi, vice-captain, who's blew my rank. But anyway, I digress. In goals, Roos 7 points, Captain Taff 20 points, Scales 8 points, Taylor 6, Atkinson 1 point. In midfield, the Boyle transfer 2 points. He's just got a couple of game tryouts and we'll move them on, but 2 points first game. Lawrence 4 points, Jota 12 points. Up top, Vice Captain Kolak 26 points. I was smug and sadly thought I worked out well, thought the note was going to come. Shanklin 7 points, Miovoski or Majovski 12 points, nothing on the bench really. So that was 105 points, but a rank dropped to 400, which tells me there is at least 400 engaged managers or somebody who have just Captain Tav and Vice Captain Kyogo, they give their team up and it's zombied their team all the way up. Potential could be. But we'll see. Right, Tom, over to you, your team and rank this week.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 61st and I got a total of 116 points. In goals, I had Roos for 7, back line, a Solemn for 2, Captain Tav 20, Scales 8, and Greg Taylor 6. Midfield was a Younger for 2, Lawrence for 4, Jota 12, and up front, Nubly 2, Miovski 12, and Vice Captain Kyogo 41.
Okay, Tony.
Okay, so I just made the one change this week. I upgraded Lewis Mayo to Solentholm, my recommendation of the week. So I had Roos and goals for 7, Captain Tav for 20, Solholm for 2, Taylor for 6, Scales for 8, Lawrence for 4, Ayunga for 2, Jota for 12, Kolak for 16, Miovski for 12, and Vice Captain Furuhashi for a nice 41. So that took my grand total to 130, global score of 446, which is up one place from last week to 4th. I did have a nice 45 minutes, top of the Mega League. Made the most of it, but once the benches rolled over, it's settled me down to 4th. So, got it, man. Again, I'm happy with that. It's a nice, comfortable place to be.
Yep, better be there than I am, that's for sure. Right, we'll go to the results and then to Tom for a bit of analysis. So, this week we had St Mirren 1, Hibs 0 on Saturday, Rangers 4, Ross County 0. Kilmarnock 2, Motherwell 1, Aberdeen 5, Livingston 0. They're on the Sunday games with Dundee United 0, Celtic 9, which spelt the end of Jack Ross's reign in charge, and Hearts 3, St Johnstone 2. So over to you, Tom.
Okay, first up I've got Aberdeen 5, Livy 0. We've seen goals from Miovski, McCrory, Basugin. Miovski again with an assist from Hayes and Duncan with an assist from Stewart. Miovski was only player in this fixture to get more than a single shot on target with 2. For some reason, he didn't take the second penalty. Basugin did, which was won by the Duke. but the first penalty was taken by Mielski was won by Basujan, so I'm not really too sure how they're working it there. The midfielders at Aberdeen haven't really done a lot up until this fixture here, and the goals were against 10 men, so I'm not going to get too excited on the likes of Basujan or McCrory, or even Clarkson as well. For Livingston, probably not a lot to report in this fixture. Obalai missed a big chance, and for those that have went for a Livingston defender, the clean sheets haven't really been as consistent as perhaps what was hoped. What was your thoughts on this one, Donny?
Yeah, Livingston did start the game well. They created two good chances, I think Newbley and Obalai, as you mentioned, but then with Fitzwater getting sent off for the penalty, it just nullified any sort of attacking threat that they had. Just on the second penalty, Mielski gave it to Bizarwin, and I think it was just because Bizarwin won the first penalty. He handed them the ball, so Mielski ideally should have taken it, but for some reason he just rewarded Bizarwin for his efforts on the first penalty. But it was a good all-round performance from Aberdeen. And also, being an Aberdeen myself, I always think they're a confidence team. You know, last year they just had none of it, and they couldn't buy a win or a clean sheet. And already this season, although some of their games have been patchy, they're scoring goals, which for any team in the SPFL is a good thing to have. So I think with this win and the Ross County up next, it should kick them on before they play Rangers. So we'll see how that one pans out. Livingston were unlucky. I mean, as I say, as soon as they went down to 10 men, that was it. And they've got Hearts and Celtic up next, so it's probably just avoid your assets, put them on the bench or sell them, trade them in if you can. But it was quite a good game. Aberdeen fans will be happy.
Yep. Peter?
Yep, pretty much the same. I thought Livingston did start not bad, but then once the man went down, they kind of their game plums out the window. But credit to Aberdeen. I mean, we all kind of tipped and we all thought we were going to do not too bad this season, and given a couple of bumps along the road, they've actually done not too bad. I expect them to... I mean, Donny mentioned last week the Hearts game's going to Thursday, and you can't really see the Hearts team. Hearts are the best team last year. I think people are kind of rushing, not rushing, rightfully so, coming off Hearts assets. And I think the next best step is looking to a team that seems to be decent form is Aberdeen. Have we all got three Aberdeen players? Have we all got the double up defence and one up top?
Yep.
So that just shows you we all kind of trust them enough, and I think that's just the way to go going forward. I still don't see any reason to come off the players we're on right now. I mean, I was swearing about getting rid of one of the Aberdeen backup, one of the Aberdeen defence, but that's back-to-back clean sheets. It'd be silly to move right now unless that late against that. I'm quite happy with Aberdeen assets so far. Mielski looks like a right good set and forget striker. I know Dory, you said he could be quite streaky with that. That's to be probably expected, but we'll get plenty of price rises out so far. So when the time does come, I'm sure we'll be able to go most places we want to go.
Yep. Up next, we've got Kilmarnock 2, Motherwell 1. Goals from Danny, assists from Armstrong, and Ash Taylor also scored with an assist from Polworth. Or was it Danny Armstrong that scored? I'm not too sure. Anyway, Motherwell scored as well. Van Veen, who was Donny's differential last week or the week before. Assist came from Spittle, who's been mentioned before. Similar to Mielski, Van Veen, he was the only player in this fixture to have a single shot on target with two. And he has been fairly consistent recently with the goals. And obviously, he's on penalties as well. Spittle's not a bad cheap option either. I think he's around about sort of 3.2, something like that. So goal and assist from him so far this season, I think. But Kilmarnock dashed the clean sheet hopes for those that brought in Solemn this week. Two second half goals to give Kilmarnock their first win of the season. As I mentioned, Ash Taylor got the second goal, and this is his second goal of the season so far, which isn't bad for a 2.7 million defender. However, the clean sheets aren't a plenty for Kilmarnock, so he's probably not someone I'd be rushing to unless you're maybe just going to sit him on for the bench trick in hope of getting the odd goal now and again. For now, I'm probably quite happy just to have Mayo just to kind of make up the numbers. But other than that, I'm not keen on any Kilmarnock assets. What about yourself, Peter?
Yeah, just Mayo right now. I've the first win of the season. I did expect them eventually to start getting better under McInnes. We'll wait and see over the long run. I think I'm right in saying, I'll check this later on, they've got the longest run without playing the Rangers. Double check.
Oh, they must do.
No, that's the wrong team. No, that's completely wrong. Oh, wait a minute. On the wrong bit of this page. That's
you're probably right, because they played them both in first three fixtures.
Yeah, we've got Hibs and Johnson. Hibs and Johnson, Livingston, Aberdeen, Hearts, and Ross County, St Johnson, up to game week 13 anyway. So, Mills is probably going to stay there, unless I think he wildcard for some reason. Motherwell, I know he's jumped some. I was travelling when the game was on, so when I seen it was 1-0 Motherwell, I was thinking, Donny's pulled it again, he's got another one. I managed to arrive and get the right access. I realised they're down, so secretly, I was kind of pleased that I'd not missed the boat on Solheim. So, but apart from Van Dien up top and Mayo at the back, maybe he can, the other cheap defenders and just do the bench trick. But none really stands out to me so far.
So, what about you, Tony?
Yeah, I thought it was on another winner with Solheim. He did get an interception point. So these little differences do make a difference at the end of the season, but yeah, the clean sheet was gone in the second half. I thought it was a very killy type of performance in the second half. They did show some good efforts in front of goal, but as I say, Ash Taylor, that's two goals that he scored now. He also got three bonus points. If you had the budget, maybe upgrade from Mayo and try and make a small gain there. Motherwell have still got a couple of good fixtures to go before they hit the run of Hearts, Rangers and Celtic. So you probably get the last out of Kevin Van Veen in his current form. But nothing else outside of that. But a good win for Kilmarnock.
Yeah. Next fixture, we have St Mirren 1, Hibs 0. Backus scored with an assist from Strain. Backus was probably the man with the stats numbers in this one. He had a total of 5 shots. One on target, 3 off and 1 blocked. He also missed a big chance, so he could have had a brace. However, this is his first return to the season, so don't get too excited. I'm actually almost used to a younger getting a return every week, whether it's a goal or an assist, so a bit unusual for him. But Brophy did hit the woodwork in this game. That's another clean sheet for St Mirren, so they've had 3 out of the last 3. However, the opponents have been Hibs, Dundee United and County, who all three aren't really doing too well at the minute. They do have St Johnston next, so that is a nice fixture. However, beware, they do play Hearts, Celtic, Livingston and Rangers in the 4 fixtures after that. So I'd maybe hold off on jumping on St Mirren defence just yet. Hibs, single shot on target from Newell, and I'm still not sold on Boyle, so I'm not rushing to get him in. What about you, Donny? Are you going to get him in?
No, I just don't see Hibs clicking at the moment for whatever reason. So I'm staying away from them as far as any assets goes. But yeah, 3 wins out of 3 for St Mirren. They're kind of going on that little good run that Ross County had. You know, they're just pulling out results week in, week out. And it's a team we never really give them credit because they've been so poor historically. But they're just ticking over nicely. Come the end of the season, they could be in the top half and pushing for Europe like some Motherwell did last season. So it's an interesting one for them. Ayunga did have a quiet game. I'm going to hold on to him for the St Johnston game and then maybe look to rotate him out, cash in on him by the time the Hearts Celtic games come along. But yeah, Dundee United, Hibs even, just not convinced. They've got a couple of good fixtures, but until I actually see it, until they maybe destroy a team, I'm just going to stay clear.
Yeah. Pierre, your thoughts on this one?
Yep, I made the younger to Boyle jump, so I was kind of, when I saw it was 1-0, I was looking at it going, here we go, this game is the one that kills him. But obviously it wasn't, it was 2 points for 2 points. The thing really was as well, Boyle's a captaincy option this week for me, when Celtic playing Rangers, so that's where my captain's sitting right now, we'll talk about that later. Just something different, because you can't really predict what's going to happen and who to trust. I don't expect a clean sheet in the Celtic Rangers game, so St Mirren look good. Defensively, I know you just mentioned they're playing these games coming up, so if you're on them before, well done. I mean, if it's 3 clean sheets in a trot with a Tate or something like that, or even the goalkeeper, but I suppose you would just bench them if you've got them, probably gain the interest. Otherwise, I've been moving on them right now, it's a bit late. Hibs, Donny mentioned last week, if they played a lot every week, they would have played against Rangers, they would have no problem, but they didn't look exactly anywhere near the same team. Some of them are too savvy for them, and they're a, I don't know, a bag of frogs, Hibs. I don't know. I have to wait and see. I think Boyle is still class. I've jumped on him quick, but if he doesn't turn around next couple of games, he needs to move off to somewhere else, downgrade to whether cheap midfielders playing well at the time. That's about it.
Yep. Next fixture we have is Rangers 4, Ross County 0. We've seen goals from Lundstrom, Cholak got a brace, and Stevie Davis also scored. Two assists for Kent, one for Scott Wright, and an assist from Tav as well, who managed a clean sheet, and he also hit the woodwork, so it could have been a big haul for Tav this week as well. Cholak brace was well deserved. He had six shots, three on target, which is pretty good for a Scottish Premier League game. Two off target and one blocked. And he also seems unchallenged for the striker position, so he looks like a nice safe pick. Kent did get a couple of assists, but he hasn't really been consistent, not as consistent as Lauren, and he's also more expensive as well. He didn't have any shots on goal, so I wouldn't be jumping on him at the minute. I think Lawrence is by far the better option. A clean sheet for Rangers, however, no Yilmaz yet, so we don't have that sort of cheap entry into the Rangers back line. I moved off him this week. It was one miss too many for me. But it looks like sort of Tav, Lawrence and Cholak might be the three Rangers players of choice. County, probably nothing to add on this one from previous weeks. They're not really scoring any goals. There's no stand-up player. And there's plenty of options elsewhere. Donny, Rangers correspondent. Give us it.
It was a really good win. A good team performance and some standout play from likes of Kent and Wright. I thought it was refreshing to see after some of the struggles in the most recent week. But with a poor refereeing decision again in this game, it's got to be called out, even if it goes against my team. But Sands, how he managed to stay on the pitch is beyond me. I think the grief that the referee got last week, he probably thought it wasn't worth the bother to send him off. So I think he's bottled that one. I don't think it would have had any impact on the result, but you've got to call it out for what it is, and it was a bad decision not to send him off. But no, I thought Rangers were good. The goals were all good, and pretty much standard. Returns from Tavernier and Cholak. Lawrence didn't really get much in this game, but he's certainly a hold for the Celtic game. That's a game that he could be quite dangerous in. Good team football. If they can absorb the early pressure that Celtic's going to come out with, then they could be dangerous. But it's a hold for all the Rangers assets and Ross County. They're starting to kind of show signs of being a relegation team already this season. They're not getting any luck, and they're certainly not getting the results. So I'm staying clear on them.
Peter.
Not much to add. Yep, stay clear of Ross County. They've not turned around yet. Did they win last week? Am I right in fact they won last week?
They did 1-0.
But obviously they've now. You can't really take much into consideration when they're going to Ibrox or Parkhead. So we'll wait and see next week. Who have we got? Aberdeen at home, so quite daunting as well. Rangers. Adam Moore. Probably surprised if they conceded a goal, which they didn't, so I was happy with that. Tav, works a trick. Cholak, vice-captain for myself, thought, obviously, was still a good return. I suppose you can't just take him at Kiel on Sunday to interact. It's still a good return of vice-captain, so that's the best I could have done. Your threes have got a question on the Rangers and Celtic players later, so I'm not excited to watch about that into the game. I already answered it last week, Mystic Pedro, but we'll ask it again this week. I wouldn't be moving anywhere else, Story. Would you bet? Oh, well, you can't really move next week. You're betting the Rangers double up defence, would you?
No.
And Lawrence
Rangers have got Celtic away and Aberdeen away in the next couple of games. To me, that's probably their two toughest trips of the season. So just hold on, Tav, and spread it out. They can still score. They'll be dangerous in both games, but clean sheets might be a no.
Yeah. So I would just hold. I wouldn't be try to get rid of players. You can bench them. Yeah. I know you get three of them, but I'm assuming nobody in the right mind is going to bench Tav no matter what, because there's always a chance of penalty. He's a crosser. He plays a winger sometimes, so there's always a chance of returns. And just, I think it's a standard three. There's 4-0. There's not much to add, Tony. Can I call that out?
Yep. Next fixture, we've got Hearts 3, St Johnstone 2. Hearts goals came from Rowles, Boyce, and Shankland penalty, which was won by Barry Mackay. Assists also came from Ginley and Gary Mackay-Stevens. For St Johnstone, it was Carey. Considine also scored with an assist from Stevie May. It looks like Barry Mackay and Lon Shankland were rested after the fixture in Europe on Thursday night. But they did come on to get the winner. Rowles so far has had one goal and one assist this season. However, Hearts have had zero clean sheets. I suppose you could go on him for 2.8 million. He's maybe not a bad option, but I'd probably want to see more clean sheets before making that switch. Boyce, 5.4 million, quite expensive, considering he's only got 11 points so far. I think there's better options out there with Miofsky, Cholak and Van Veen. But maybe one to keep an eye on if Hearts are going to rotate quite a lot. Shankland, three shots again. He had the most in this fixture despite only coming on for half the game. He was subbed on at half-time. Him or Cholak's probably going to be my decision. There's only 1.1 million difference there. So something to consider for me. Other Hearts players, Ginley hit the woodwork, as did Alan Forrest. One goal and one assist for Ginley so far at 3.4 million. He could be a cheap way into the Hearts team, yet to be convinced to 100%. Something to consider. Pierre, your thoughts?
Just on the voice thing, he is out for the season.
Yeah.
Injured today. I was announced today. So my thoughts were maybe going to do Shankland next week, but I think unless Hearts sign a striker, they're limited up front. So kind of makes Shankland probably less irritation risk. I was looking for a Hail Mary this window because obviously by this point I knew my rank had dropped. So I need Atkinson and Shankland to return. Atkinson obviously didn't keep the clean sheet, so he's kept up his steady 1 point per game week that he's played in. Shankland got some points off the bench, but I think my biggest fire will need to be Atkinson over Shankland. He can stay another week. Plus, if it was Kyogo was trying to get to, they're playing Rangers next, so I don't imagine him scoring the crazy amount of goals. So that'll just wait and see. I know. I hope he does, Donny, but I don't think I don't think he will this game week. Just Hearts haven't kept clean sheets. I suppose MD's been on Craig Gordon for the start, must be frustrated. I'm quite surprised, but they're injury issues at the back, but they're still kind of churning out results. They're still sitting at the top end of the table. Realistically, they'll probably still finish there. I don't really see why he's doing this crazy amount of rotation when it's Sunday, Thursday. I don't think he needs to do this early in the season, but especially when they're actually out. But hey, what's up to him? St John's is still, we looked a bit more of fighting them, but still stay clear.
Yeah. Donny?
Yeah, not much to add to that. As we've touched on, Boyce has done his cruciate, and I believe that's his third time he's done it. So talk about bad luck there. So Shankland will be relied on more. I think unless they've got a striker hidden away somewhere, they're going to need somebody to be able to do a job. Ginelli is a decent differential in the midfield at 3.4. I'm looking at Henderson taking up space in my team. He's dipping in value. That might be somewhere that I go if I can find some money. But Hearts, they're playing. They're going to have a lot of Sunday games now. You're not going to see team news. It's, you know, you might have to wait and see how they're going to rotate, who they're going to rotate, and then make changes from there. They do have favourable fixtures, so it probably is one to watch. St Johnstone is just a consistent stay away. They leak goals. Okay, they've scored a couple, but they leak goals far too much and look like easy pickings for every team that plays them.
Yeah, definitely. And just leaves the crown jewel of all fixtures from the weekend. Dundee United 0, Celtic 9. which seen, first of all, we had a goal from Kyogo with an assist from Yota. Kyogo again. Then Kyogo got the hat-trick with an assist from Abada. Yota scored with an assist from O'Reilly. Abada scored with an assist from O'Reilly. Abada scored with an assist from Hitati. Abada scored with an assist from Maeda. Then Starfelt scored with an assist from Turnbull. I didn't realise at the time that Abada had actually got a hat-trick as well as Kyogo. He had the most shots on target in this game with 4. Kyogo had 3. The only problem with Abada is his starts. Perhaps this performance has maybe gave Ange something to consider. Probably not. I'd probably wait and find out first of all before jumping on him. O'Reilly may be a better option. He seems to be more relied upon for stats, but he only got two assists in this game as opposed to the hat trick. Kyogo, obviously the big price tag. We've kind of discussed this in the past. Donny's been pretty adamant that Kyogo is a must-have. I've been dithering for the past few weeks of whether I was going to get rid, and I'm glad I never. There was no Giakoumakis in the squad for this game. Not too sure what's happened to him. But Maeda can play as striker, and that's what we've seen. He was subbed on later on in the game. Celtic obviously got the clean sheet. Glenn Middleton did hit the post, but that's about as close as Dundee United came. No Jens, and Starfelt scored his second goal, so they're neck and neck with two goals for these two centre-backs. So those that are looking for Jens as a cheap way into the Celtic defence, it's not quite happening for him yet. Greg Taylor's probably the safest option still. Jota got his goal, which had a little effect on my rank, but it's good to have him in your team just for a bit of insurance. Peter, what did you think of this fixture?
It was great to watch, maybe not from a fantasy point of view, but it was great to watch as a Celtic fan. Dundee United, it was a perfect storm. We did all mention that it could be coming. Celtic were kind of playing on the up, and Dundee United looked a team like bereft of confidence completely. And I mean, I don't know, when you watch these games, not only see when teams getting scalped, they'll start doing fouls and taking bookings. They didn't even do that. They just totally gave up. I mean, we got to half time. I think as if they'd forgot that they were actually 7 minutes injury time because of the heart injury, and they just kind of stopped playing. So it went 2-4 in those 7 minutes, and that was defeated. He's been sacked, so it's hard to tell what to make it under your record right now, because new coach going to come into, I'm assuming they're going to appoint a new manager in the next week or two. I'm hearing a lot of rumbles in the backstage that Charlie Mulgrew and Tony Watt's got a lot to blame. The fact that Mulgrew was, what's the word on Twitter, when it's actually a thing on Twitter, in the search engine, Mulgrew was coming up.
Trending's
a word, there you go, I'm too good at stuff. So we clicked into Mulgrew trending to see what it was all about, and he's getting basically dogs abuse with United fans, him and Tony Watt. So I don't know if they were undermining the manager from once he came in. Celtic again, you're talking about Giakoumakis. Tom was, I believe, just an illness. He expected to come back and play midweek. You're talking about Abada as well for rotation. I think you can safely say, maybe not 100%, but the front four that starts against Ross County will not be the front four that starts against Rangers. So you can maybe take it for that. If Abada doesn't play, Maeda plays, I might rather be around on Saturday and vice versa. And I think Giakoumakis probably start midweek and Kyogo's probably safe. You can pick any of the players on your team. I mean, I've got Taylor, Jota. I'm only on the two right now. It's just hard to get the two. And obviously, an idea where I'd like to get Fura Hash in. I need to know things about for that. But I don't know. I still expect to keep a lot of clean sheets. So it's a clean sheet versus the Matt O'Reilly 13-pointer. What's going to come up off more often. But that's good for thought going forward anyway.
Yep. Donnie, your thoughts on this one?
Yep, so Celtic 9, Dundee United 0. Not the first time Celtic have failed to get 10.
I'll give you that tomorrow.
I've got a better one after. Right. Sit tight. So for me, yep, I think this is a wakey-wakey call to all non-Kyogo owners. I think they've been asleep at the wheel and missed out on the biggest haul of the season so far. I think the main thing for me was Celtic didn't have to qualify for Europe. Thanks to Rangers. So they've had a free run at the fixtures. Everyone's been worried about game time and rotation, whereas it's not really upon us yet. So the fact that he's the main man up front for one of the biggest teams in the league, you know, to me it's a no-brainer. If he hadn't scored game week 2, game week 3, game week 4, you could have easily taken him out. But he's just ticked over. And had you watched any of the games, you would have seen the chances he's getting, the spaces he's going into. And, you know, this was never that far away. So probably going to miss the boat now. You know, he'll start at the weekend. But then, you know, we do run into Europe. So you might have just passed that chance by. Starfelt for Jens was probably a spanner for a lot of managers. They would have seen that as an easy way into the Celtic defence. And now it's gone against them. So, you know, likes a Taylor, who we've got, it just makes him again more attractive. He's the second cheapest option into the defence, and his position's uncontested. So, yeah, Abada had a good game, probably went unnoticed, but Celtic have got about 100 midfielders, so it's hard to see past Jota for that spot. I didn't watch the game, so I'm going to assume half of the goals were offside and the rest were deflections. But we've got Rangers and Real Madrid up next. That's a total of 14 Champions League titles between them. So it's a much tougher test for Celtic. Team news is going to be key. And one of the benefits, and I mentioned it on chat, is that because they both play Champions League, the majority of the fixtures will be on a Saturday. So we're going to get a lot more team news from both clubs at the weekend, which is handy from a fantasy football point of view. As we touched on, Jack Ross got sacked, which is not surprising. So it'll be interesting to see how they turn around. They've got two games before they play Rangers. I'm sure they'll be a much stronger outfit by the time we have to play them, which is typical. But no, stay away. Celtic, okay, they do have Rangers, but they're probably still a goal threat. So Jota Kyogo is a hold for me, maybe bench Taylor. See how it pans out. But no, fantastic from a fantasy point of view. Thought Kyogo was going to go big, and he rewarded me so really happy to see those returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yep. Move on to the top 10.
Yep, take it
away,
Tom. Yep. So our top 10 scorers for this game week, Abada was joint top with Kyogo, and both got 26 points. Abada obviously being a midfielder and Kyogo being a forward. Another forward was in third place, which was Colak with 16 points. Basugin at Aberdeen got 13. He's obviously a midfielder. Starfelt, Celtic centre-back, 13 points. O'Reilly, 12 points, midfielder. Jota, 12 points, midfielder. Strain, 12 points, he's a defender. Juranovic, 12 points, defender. And Bajovski, 12 points, forward. And there was no other players with 12 points that slipped through the net, so it was all good this week. Looking at the totals then, there's zero goalkeepers this week, three defenders, four mids, and three forwards. And if we look at the totals for the season, that's two for goalkeepers, 16 for defenders, 22 for mids, and 10 for forwards. But I do think it is the kind of the same names creeping up amongst the forwards. Your Colaks, your Miovskis, Kyogo, and Van Veen, the main ones to go for, really, and obviously Shankland as well.
I think that was the first time, Tom, the top 10s are all in double figures as well. It kind of explains the high goal scoring week for a lot of teams as well, because if you're on four or five of the guys, that's well on the way to getting to the ton. So that makes sense. Right, Donny, over to you for Donny's differential.
Yep, so it's quite hard to pick somebody this week. I was struggling, but I've managed to find somebody that I think could be useful over the next couple of weeks. So again, just to recap, it's to identify a player that's currently low on ownership, but potentially in form and overlooked. It's just a recommendation. Kind of got last week one, not wrong, but as I say, he did get interception points, so it kind of made up for the two goals against. But I think there is still value in him, and Kevin Van Veen, my original differential, is still ticking away nicely. So this week's player, it's not Motherwell. We've managed to come away from Motherwell. He's the 18th most selected player in the game. It puts him beside David Marshall and Kel Roos. He's played all five games with an average game time of 86.2, and he's got 22 points. He scored one goal, no assists, but he did win a penalty in this game week. Two clean sheets and three bonus points. So our player of the week this week is Bazawin from Aberdeen. So this is somebody at the start of the season I thought we'd have a good season. We never really caught fire. And that's reflected in his price. He's gone from 4.2 million down to 3.9 million, which for me is quite an attractive figure. If we look at Ayunga, I think he's sitting at 4 million. Mm-hmm, yes. So once he gets past the St Johnstone game, is it they've got? Once he gets past his next fixture, and then they play Hearts and Celtic, that might be the time to make the switch. You can cash out and potentially get returns from Bazawin. So Aberdeen were patchy at the start of the season, but they are starting to hit form and score goals, which I think makes them a danger. I feel Bazawin's a confidence player and that he could go on a hot streak over the next few games. They do play Rangers, but the fact that the game's at Pittodrie and the crowd will be up for it, it is, you know, a player that could cause trouble. And of course, they don't have Europe to worry about, so he's probably fixture-proof in that respect. It might be a good way out of the double Aberdeen defence. You've probably got Miovski in there as well. Then that might be a good route to you know, come off of that, but still stay with Aberdeen as a team in form. But at 3.9 million, and he just, you know, scoring at the weekend, getting an assist, I think he could go on a good run. Hopefully not from a Rangers perspective, but I think he could go on a good run. He's got that ability. So this week's player is Bazawin from Aberdeen, 3.9 million. Seems like he could clutch in the next few weeks. So thoughts on that, Peter?
Yep, I was just about to say about the Aberdeen triple up we all had before you mentioned it yourself. So yeah. I'm assuming you would need to, by that point, roll a transfer and then make the move to get off one of them.
And I'd come off the goalie, which isn't ideal, but you're just going to have to shop around. Yeah, you would need two transfers if you've got the triple up already to get to it, which I probably will do come the weekend. But I think he offers value. Tom, you got anything else to add to that?
No, quite happy with that.
Yeah. Just on, I noticed that Walker was getting mentioned, 2.2 million goalkeeper. Kamara, ready to say, don't have to play Rangers Celtic for any time soon. Yeah. So if their defence can get better, it could be an easy sidestep to save yourself money and get the midfielder instead. So I'm keeping an eye on anyway. Because obviously, if you want the cheapest goalkeeper that's playing, it's, as long as he's not throwing balls in the back of it every week. McInnes is notoriously a defensive manager, so if he can get that defence sorted, then it could be a decent option to move through Roos. Like you said, I think Scales offers more attacking threat for the back. Yes. I'd rather keep him. Right, we'll move on to questions then, guys.
Yep.
Good, okay. Get to Twitter. Right. First up, Kevin Wood, Kevlefish 89. Outside Celtic and Rangers, which teams would you target for defenders? And I'll come to you first, Donny.
Okay, so when we talk about defenders, we're usually talking about clean sheets, but there's obviously other facets to the game. It's really hard to predict clean sheets in Scotland, so you might want to look for somebody that's got bonus points, interception points, all of those things. So somebody that we talked about quite heavily at the start when reviewing the game was Ash Taylor. He has scored two goals and he sits second for interceptions. And he also has three bonus points. So while it's not a team that you look for defensively, returns-wise, he is clocking up the numbers, so he could be a danger there. St Mirren, they have had a good run and Tate's featured there. If you fancy a punt, but I think they're running out of fixtures. And Solholm at Motherwell, who I've talked about previously, they've still got a couple of good fixtures to create chances there. So that's what I was thinking when we're looking at defensive opportunities.
Tom, some question yourself?
Yeah, there's not a wealth of options outside Celtic and Rangers that are getting consistent clean sheets. If you take the recent trend, you could look towards St Mirren, but obviously after that difficult spell, if they're still doing quite well. I don't think Scales is a bad option. He's averaging 5 points a game. Last week he got, the recent game he just passed, he got 8 points in total because he got a point for three interceptions and a point for, three tackles as well. So he's pretty nailed at Aberdeen, and the fixtures are decent as well. Obviously, after that Rangers game, they've got a nice run again. So I quite like Scales. Other than that, there's probably not a lot to talk about. You can maybe jump on that Motherwell, Solemn. Motherwell, I've had a couple of clean sheets recently. It's just trying to find the trends. I think it's probably one of those ones where you're kind of going to have to chop and change and see who's in form and play the fixtures more than anything else. Especially, those, you probably have Tav, Taylor. It only really gives you another couple of options. Those would be my options. Play the bench trick as well, place of defence.
Yep, I agree with you completely. All things mentioned, I mean, I said before, Scales and Mayo gives you both four games a season where they can use a bench trick as well because you can't play against the parent clubs. And like you said, Tom, the fixtures. So if you want to just go fixture-proof and you don't have to play them, it would be a Kilmarnock defender or a Ross County defender and set them on the bench and maybe you can make your returns off them. And you say, just got to kind of watch for the trends. As you say, there isn't much chance of clean sheets. You can't really predict it in Scotland as much. So, MD can beat MD when you go out to the top three or four. So, it's just kind of been lucky. Kind of look at trends, won the eye test, and hopefully get it right. Right, next up is Donny's Cup opponent, Ewan at Ewan RFC 83. Thoughts on Shankland and rest of the league games worth moving to Mayovsky or Coac? I'll start here. It is worth the move that you could, but also just mentioned that Boyce is out for the season. So, less chance of rotations. So until Hearts, for me, sign another striker or a backup or a young guy comes out of nowhere, not a young guy, a player, a young guy, sorry, then I would stick with Shankland, I think, if you've, unless you've got other fires to put out. There's no, that's good moves for both of the players, but I think he's less chance of rotation now, if nobody else there. I mean, they are going to take the league still serious, so they're not going to try to finish as high as possible. They might qualify Europe again. So it's Shankland for me. I've got a couple of fires to put out. I've got Atkinson at defence. I've got, like yourself, Donny Henderson in the midfield. So Shankland goes down the list of problems to solve right now. And if he returns in a couple of games, then good. What's your thoughts on it, Tom?
I mean, I don't think Shankland's a bad option. I look at the numbers every week and quite often he's getting three shots on target. And he managed that on the weekend there, only playing 45 minutes. That's not that common, even among Celtic and Rangers players. Like looking at the Celtic midfielders, it's not that common. So even he could come on as a sub and score, and he's on penalties, and it showed that this weekend. Obviously, the Boyce thing I wasn't aware of, but that's obviously a big factor as well. So I did notice that Ginelli played up front for one of the games, so that could be a plus point for getting him in possibly. They've not had the draw yet, have they, for the Conference League yet?
Yeah, they've got Fiorentina and some other teams. I can't remember who else. But they've got Fiorentina.
It depends who they're playing, I suppose. It depends who they're playing, and obviously how they get on midweek will give you a clue of maybe what's going to happen the weekend as well. So I don't think he's too bad an option at this point.
Don yourself?
Yeah, so as you touched on, Ewan's my cup opponent, so let's calm down on the help here. the fact that he's a Rangers fan and doesn't have Colac is a bit disappointing. But for me, you're never going to get an easier way into the Rangers attack than Colac. I think he's 7-7 now, uncontested, while Alfie's still out. So definitely go for him. Shankland, we've talked enough about him. He is definitely an option. As you say, if you can come off the bench and still make returns, that's always a good thing. Mayovsky, I think I've sang enough praises about him. He is more consistent than the likes of Kevin Van Veen and Nubley, who have had good starts to the season, but maybe less reliable. So it's always the same names that are going about. I mean, I've got Kyogo, I'm not going to move him. I've got Colac, I'm not going to move him. And I've got Mayovsky, and I'm probably not going to move him. So I'm going to miss out on Shankland. He could catch fire like Kyogo did, but I'll just have to take that risk. But he's not a bad option. And rested might actually ease off because of the injuries. So, yeah, that's it. So, good luck, Ewan.
Definitely means that, Ewan. Right. Next up is Josh McCaffrey at Josh MCC underscore 05. Despite a hat trick with Dundee United, does Europe make Hugo a less viable pick? And would you consider a move, in my case, to Colac after the Old Firm? I think we'll cover this quite often. Yep, I think it will be. I'll be interested to see the team news after the first Champions League game. We're going to probably get the team news from one of the teams to see how much rotation there is. I think I checked using Sutty's sticker. So it works out two games in the Champions League, then a space, two games again, then a space, and two games again. But in that second, or sorry, in that second space, it's going to be the Premier Sports League Cup. So for both progress, you've basically got one blank game week out of six. Sorry, one blank midweek. And I'm sure there's internationals there as well. So there's going to be rotation. We've both got big squads. It's just going to be... I mean, if Alfie gets back in, get back in there, Donny, you get forced back in and play league games, Colac for Europe or vice versa. Do you think that could happen down the line?
I think it's Colac's shirt to take away. He's scoring, he's in form. He'll get rested tonight. He'll probably get Sakala playing tonight, but you don't take off a man in form. One of the things that Van Bronckhorst said at the weekend was he didn't want to rest too many of the players because he thought it would be too much of a gap between the next game. So that's why I think he only made one change. So you don't want to over-rest these players. You do want to keep them ticking over.
My point is, Josh is talking about moving from Kyogo to Colac, but I think Colac could have the same as Kyogo.
I think it's less of a risk because Celtic have got more attacking options than we do. So for me, I think you'd be safe. If you did want to go, then you could. But until I see anything happen with Kyogo, I'm just going to stick with him. You know, we've talked the panic so much, it's not actually happened yet. So until it does happen, I'm just going to stay with him. And even if it does happen, he could come off the bench and still clutch.
Exactly what I was going to say, Rick. It could be exactly what's happening. The last 20 minutes, they just roll reverse. He comes on the tired defence and scores a goal. Tom, thoughts?
Yeah, there's not really much to add to that. Both are great options. Obviously, with the Morelos situation, Colac isn't the... he's a bit more safer in terms of stats, but both are great options. So maybe it's just a case of playing the fixtures and keep an eye on team lineups and early team news.
Right, okay. And last question is Andy Penman with a question that we will often get every 4 times a year. How do you navigate the Old Firm games when you've stacked with 3 vs 3 in your team? Bench defenders and cross your fingers or sell one or more for the short term. I'll start. I wouldn't sell any. It's only one game week. They won't play the other game for 11 weeks. I wouldn't bother that. Unless you get 2 and you want to roll and bring one back in. I was thinking this today actually because I was walking around my daughter and I was thinking to myself, how would you do this? You've got to, I suppose, go for who gets to win first. So obviously, me and Tom will say Celtic, Tom will say Rangers. Set your team up that way. And then bench the players you get to get the least return. So, I mean, I'm going to play Tavernier. I'm going to play Jota. I'm probably going to play Colac. And then it brings down to Taylor or Lawrence. And who do I think is going to have the most points? Now, do I think Rangers keeps having a clean sheet? Probably not. So that would probably make Colac bin and Taylor benched. And then if Taylor do keep a clean sheet, you get Taylor off the bench. That's my way of thinking right now. I've only got 2 Celtic and 3 Rangers. So again, do I bench? Again, I've seen 3 Rangers. I could just bench one and have 2 and 2 and then can I play it for there? I wait to close at the time and get team news. Obviously, the Wednesday night and tonight for Rangers, there's games in Europe, could be injuries involved. And then we'll see what happens with the presser. And then it is a question of just, I mention it all the time, you don't really bother that much. Everybody's going to be probably this. And everybody's taking a game series is going to be in the same boat. They're going to have at least 4 players playing. And one of them's going to be Tavernier. So everybody can play Tavernier, so just play him. And I don't think you're chasing too much points. Donnie, how do you go about it?
Yeah, pretty much the same. So I kind of just go through the thought process of, will Celtic score, yes or no? Will Rangers score, yes or no? And they kind of think, well, yeah, they probably will both score. Both teams are playing well at the moment. They're in form. Okay, Rangers dropped points to Hibs, but they've been playing well in Europe, so they've got good confidence. So both teams can quite easily score. So that means your defence is the most risky position. But then you've got Tavernier. You're not going to bench him. So for me, it's Taylor. I can bench Taylor. If Celtic get a clean sheet, then he's more likely to come on. And with the positions elsewhere, I've got Jota, I've got Kyogo. So if Celtic score, I'm probably going to get returns there. And for Rangers, I've got Lawrence, Tavernier and Colac. So if Rangers score, I'm probably going to get returns there as well. So I've spread my bets. It's just one game. Each team's got a good chance as any. Celtic will have the advantage because they're playing at home. And for me, that might sway things as well in terms of captaincy, etc. But as long as you've got a strong bench and you can stick a defender in there or cover it at the back, then it should be okay.
Tom, how'd you go about it?
Yeah, I'd agree. You've got to kind of come up with what scenario you think is the likeliest and then structure your team around that. Tav can get returns at either end of the pitch, so you can stick him in and hopefully, as you said, he can get a penalty, he can get an assist to anything. He's on free kicks. Could easily get a goal. Lawrence, Jota, Furuhashi, all attackers, all could get points. The only one that I'd maybe say is that maybe this time round is Greg Taylor because he's not really known for his attack and return, so he's the one you could stick on the bench. But even then, you've got to be fairly confident in one of your other defenders. I think this season, if you've got Tav and Kyogo, it's taken up a lot of your budget, so you're maybe not too enamoured with starting with the likes of Mayo or someone like that. So you've kind of got to weigh it up.
Okay. Right, that brings on to fixtures then. Where am I? Right, so game week 6. So we've got one early team news for a game that probably won't really matter much when it comes to fantasy-wise, team-wise, because we're going to pick our strongest teams. Celtic vs Rangers, and then on Saturday later on, we've got St Johnstone, St Mirren, Ross County, Aberdeen, Motherwell, Dundee United, Livingston Hearts, and Hibs, Kilmarnock. So they're all playing the one day, actually, so that's actually good. I think we'll get the cut updated. So now you've heard those fixtures, what is your captain, vice-captain, and any transfer plans this week, Tom?
Transfer plans, I'm not too sure what to do. I could go for Van Veen against Dundee United, get rid of Newbley just for him. I've got two transfers, so I could use one just to do that, just for a one-week punt, see how we go with that. Probably the hardest one for me this week is who I'm going to captain. Vice-captain, I could stick it on Miovsky, someone like that. Captaincy-wise, I'm not too sure. Given Scales got 8 points last week, could stick it on him. Ross County aren't scoring goals. Not a bad option.
That's not too bad, actually. Don, yourself, captain, vice-captain, any transfer thoughts?
I don't think I need to make any transfers. With the only getting team news for the Rangers-Celtic game, unless there's anything that jumps out there and it makes me want to change, I'm just going to leave it. There is cup games this midweek. Rangers and Celtic have got big enough squads that there shouldn't be any main assets at risk here, but Aberdeen are playing and other teams will be playing as well. So just check for injuries. Come on off the back of those ones. Captaincy, I write these things down in advance. At the moment, the order I've got the captaincy is Kyogo and then Tav. That'll probably change by the time I've got the battle fever on Saturday, and I'll change it back. I've got Miowski penned in for Vice, I think. Again, he's on form there. But Motherwell, Dundee United, they're going to have some kind of interim management in place, so they might put in more of a sort of toughened up performance, whether they get a goal or a clean sheet there. But Motherwell through Van Veen is an option, and St Mirren are playing well away at St Johnstone. It's probably another target fixture. But I'll be an old firm captain and vice captain Miowski with no changes.
Right, I'm vice captain Miowski and I'm captain Boyle. That was kind of another reason bringing her in last week, the different reason. I know you're shaking your head, Donnie, but it's Kilmarnock at home. I'm not going to go Captain Tav, and I haven't got Kyogo, so I'm just going to go something completely different and it might play off.
Mate.
Transfer thoughts. I've got Atkinson and Henderson thinking up my team. I might roll it and just go, we hope Atkinson plays again, or I might have a look, see some cheap asset I can bring in to start definitely playing. As it stands, I probably think I just roll it, so I'll get two next week and I can make a move somewhere on grid two. For example, if Boyles thinks out of place, I can downgrade him and upgrade somebody else. But that's the plans. Right, the Regan Charles Cook Cup. The third round leg one results are up. Obviously, this next game week is the second leg, which will be interesting because obviously it falls with Old Firm giving it. So some scores that are maybe not as close could end up being closer.
Definitely.
So before we go, we normally, I say we're going to do an FPL podcast every second week, but start this podcast late, so we can't get it done in time. Otherwise, it would be after deadline and there's no point. So how's your game week going? So I come alive, that's where I'm sitting the highest rank. How are you getting on after game week four? And what is your plans for game week five midweek? I'll start with you, Donny.
Yeah, so I obviously did the Captain Salah the weekend, 9-0. Every time I got that goal alert coming through, I was like, yes, yes, and then nothing. So that's enough for him to come out of my team. I'm fed up seeing his name, so I swapped him out, frees up cash for Diaz, and then I had Tony, and I managed to upgrade him to Kane. So I think my team looks far better now. Kane, Jesus, and Haaland up front. I've still got some good players in midfield, Martinelli, Gross, Diaz, and Solid at the back as well. So I'm much happier with my team. I've got captain on Jesus now. I think Haaland is a risk. Guardiola has talked about rotation. But in terms of coming back to the game and not playing it for a while, I got 74 points last week. I'm 460k. So I'm ticking over okay and just burnt by that 9-0, missing out on all the action, which can happen. But there you go.
It was funny. I mean, I saw the score and I was like, oh no, ranks away to hell. Because I was at the Gatlin after I wasn't, and I looked through it and not one salary return. Yeah. That's kind of like that one. Was it Havertz last year, Tom? Remember where Chelsea won 7? Everybody bought Havertz and he went up top. And he didn't, every Chelsea asset got a return or a clean sheet apart from the man they brought in. Havertz done nothing. How are you going on, Tom? How's your game week or season going so far with Ranky?
I went up from just over 3 million to 1.8 million, so happy with that jump. I got 75 points last game week. I captained Jesus, so that was just 2 points. I felt fair chuffed when Salah never got anything. I thought, well, Jesus has got to get something, so I've got something on the Salah captainers there. But Haaland, 17 points, Kane, 10 points, Trent, 17. Sanchez and goals got me 8, and Gabriel, 9. They all made up a pretty decent score. Cucurella, 5, too. Transfers, I had 2 transfers. I got rid of Salah for Diaz as well, and I got rid of Bailey because he was just dropping like a stone in price wise and I brought in Rodrigo this week.
Right, so that's 2 done this week. Right, so I had 89 points last week, and that was also no Salah. I had Captain Haaland, so I made the right choice. I had Trent, 17. I already got Diaz, so I'm on that train. I'm fine with that, 14. And my moves this week, let me see. I made a move. I've got the James injury, so I took out James. I'm borrowing Estupinan, I think I see his name. The Brighton defender. Mm-hmm. Good fixtures coming up. He has got Fulham, Leicester, Bournemouth, Crystal Palace. And that's for a national break where I plan to wildcard anyway. So he's in for a few, went to the Brighton defence. Nobody's on Sanchez, but I've already got Messler in goals for Leeds. I don't want to kind of change the goalkeeper unless I need to. So the team set up this week is Messler in goals, Perisic, Espian, Cancelo, Trent, Diaz, Rodrigo, Martinelli, Tony, Jesus, Haaland, first sub, Andreas, next game week. I've been narrow, so quite chuffed for that. Again, we'll try to next week make it a proper APL chat. We've got stuff to do. This depends on timings, and obviously this game week being midweek didn't really help much because obviously you're trying to get a podcast out and the game's live. There's no point. People just no point in listening to it. So we're finishing up. Tom, get your plugs in.
I am at @FFS_scout on Twitter. You can find Donnie. Me there.
And I am at @FFS_Donny.
Yep, I'm at Fantasy Half. So again, thanks for listening and good luck game week, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.